This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Special Envoy of South Korean President hold meeting today. Agitating Transport Workers Union withdraw protest action. And New Zealanders forced to swim to safety in floods caused by Cyclone Gabriel. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and a delegation led by the Special Envoy of the President of the Republic of Korea, Sung Min Jung, have held a meeting. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar today, they discussed matters of mutual relations, cooperation and interest between the two countries. On the occasion, a discussion was also held on the issues of further strengthening bilateral relations and the exchange of financial assistance. Issues including the recruiting more workers in Korea through EPS and increasing assistance provided to Nepal by South Korea were also discussed. They also held a discussion on celebrating the 50th anniversary of the establishment of Nepal-Korea diplomatic relations in a grand manner next year. The transport workers' organizations have retracted their agitation. An understanding was reached to take back the agitation during talks between the government and the workers' union held at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport today. All the programs of protest have been withdrawn following the understanding forced to address the justified demands of the workers' union. The transport workers' organization had declared to halt public transportation in the Kathmandu Valley for today. The Deputy Prime Minister's media expert Kamal Giri said the agreement to retract the agitation was reached following an understanding reached in the course of the talks participated by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Narayan Kaji Srestha. The transport workers carried out a protest agitation in the Gangabu Bus Park area yesterday, putting forth 10-point demand, including a reduction in the traffic felony penalty. An incident of vandalism and arson were also reported in the course of agitation. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has instructed Radio Nepal to make itself technology-friendly along with the development of technology. Speaking during the monitoring and inspection of the Himantapur Regional Broadcast Centre of Lumbini Province, Minister Sharma said that Radio Nepal is the main means of information and should be developed keeping in mind the development of information technology. Mentioning that there was no alternative to Radio Nepal for information, Minister Sharma instructed Radio Nepal to keep up according to the time. On the occasion, the executive director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, said that Radio Nepal is trying to spread its broadcast centres in all regions of the country. He added that news and programmes of all regions and languages of the country are being broadcast at present. He also informed that a committee has been formed to conduct news and programmes in more languages in the future. Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur KC, Deputy Executive Director Krishna Chandra Paudel, Director Puskaraj Gautam and Chief Program Officer Gokarna Regmi participated in the program. The state-owned Hetauda Cement Industries Limited has stopped producing cement in a lack of coal. According to the management, a tender has already been announced for the supply of coal. The industry has set a plan to import 10,000 metric tons of coal in the first and second phases. Deputy General Manager of the industry, Nabin Karna, claimed that the management has been making arrangements to import necessary coal and they would start producing cement within a week. The coal would be brought from India, Indonesia, Bhutan and Pakistan. The industry, which was closed for a long, was again brought into operation 3 months ago. Although it has the capacity to produce 750 tons of cement in a day, it has not been able to produce the cement as per its capacity due to mechanical problems and a lack of human resources. The industry is in a loss for the past 4 years. It was established with the support of the Asian Development Bank in 2033 Bikram Sambat. Today is 14th of February, Valentine's Day, popularly known as Love Day, is being observed across the world. Valentine's Day, which is also called St. Valentine's Day, is recognized as a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and romantic love in many regions around the globe. A legend has it that St. Valentine restored sight of the blind daughter of his judge and wrote her a letter signed "Your Valentine" as a farewell before his execution. On this day, people go to greater lengths to express their love to their loved ones. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Residents have been forced to swim to safety from flooded homes in New Zealand after Cyclone Gabriel lashed the country's north. New Zealand announced a national state of emergency today after the storm's devastation. It is just the third time in the history that New Zealand has announced a national state of emergency. The storm has caused extensive damage across the North Island, washing away roads and bridges and flooding suburbs. Officials said at least 225,000 people were without power. Nearly a third of New Zealand's 5.1 million population live in the affected storm regions, which includes Auckland, the largest city. New Zealand has only previously declared national state of emergency on two occasions, during the start of COVID-19 pandemic and following the 2011 Christchurch earthquake. New Zealand's meteorological agency, Met Service, said conditions are expected to clear in the coming days and heavy rain warnings are being lifted in some parts of the country, but it has warned that wind could still cause further damage. The United Nations had said Syria's government has agreed to open two more border crossings to allow aid into the countries devastated by last week's deadly earthquakes. The quakes in neighboring Turkey are known to have killed almost 40,000 people in the two countries. Many Syrians have been angry over the lack of aid to their war-torn nation. The government of President Bashar al-Assad has blamed difficulties in the rescue efforts on the impact of Western sanctions imposed on the country. But international aid groups say the key impediments are the Assad government's mismanagement and refusal to engage with all areas of the country. More than 5,700 people are now known to have been killed in Syria by the 6th February earthquakes. In Turkey, the death toll has already exceeded 31,000. The U.S. military has said the sensors from a suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down after crossing the U.S. have been recovered from the Atlantic Ocean. U.S. Northern Command said search crew found significant debris from the site, including all the priority sensor and electronic pieces identified. The FBI is examining the items which the U.S. says were used to spy on the sensitive military sites. U.S. officials said the high-altitude balloon originated in China and was used for surveillance, but China said it was merely a weather-monitoring airship that had blown astray. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 20.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda and Special Envoy of South Korean President hold meeting today. Agitating Transport Workers Union withdraw protest action and New Zealanders forced to swim to safety in floods caused by Cyclone Gabriel. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.